Seal Test Ice Cream presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, one of Filmtown's truly great actors, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., and a man who has become famous as America's bad little boy, Red Skelton. And now here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. Well, here we are gathered for another exciting evening of Seal Test Variety Theater. And I'm more than just a little thrilled to be surrounded by two such brilliant personalities as Doug Fairbanks and Red Skelton. Hello, Red. It sure is good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you, Dottie. It's always good to see you. After all, we go back a long ways, you know. Remember, you were the little girl that I sat in back of in school, and I used to pull your pigtails, remember?
Well, Red, that's ridiculous. I went to school in Louisiana, and you went to school in Indiana.
Yeah, she had the longest pigtails, you know.
Oh, Red, you're so silly.
Thank you.
Oh, here comes Douglas Fairbanks. Doug.
Ah, Dottie, let me look at you. Still so beautiful. Eyes like a summer sky, lips like a rose in spring, and teeth as white as the winter snow.
Well, if you're through giving the weather reports, I'll give a little frost warning. 20 in Pomona. Firing will be necessary in a...
Red, please.
Firing of that rider will be necessary, too.
Red, please. I suppose you two know each other.
Oh, I should say so. How are you, Red?
Hiya, Doug. Hey, I like your pictures, especially the one of those old romantic days where you kiss all the beautiful girls and all that hugging.
Wait a minute. You mean like I just finished doing in the last one, the O'Flynn? Well, I like those pictures, too, but for a different reason.
Oh?
I like the dueling and the riding and the outdoor activities.
Well, you like playing the outdoor stuff with the fencing and riding, huh?
Yeah.
I got news for you, brother.
What's that?
Playing post office indoors with girls ain't bad either, you know.
Ain't what it says, but I'll have to do.
But you know, if you ever stop making those pictures, I'd like to step in and take your place, you know. I'd be great playing one of those romantic swashbuckling... One of those pictures. Don't you think I would, Dorothy?
I say you
well,
would.
Well, I don't know, Red. After all, Doug can do a lot of things you can't do.
Oh, so he's got you fooled too, huh? Well, we'll just see what this guy's got right now. Say, Fairbanks, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Fire away.
I'm going to fire that rider first. Tell me, can you wiggle your Adam's apple sideways?
No.
Uh-huh. Can you touch your nose with your tongue?
No.
Can you cover your eyes with your ears?
No.
What did I tell you, Doc?
What?
This guy can't do nothing.
Thank you, Dottie, Red Skelton, and Douglas Fairbanks. And now a few words of advice from our vice president in charge of advice.
Get the best at Seal Test.
When it comes to making ice cream, it certainly pays to be particular. I found that out when I learned how carefully Seal Test ice cream is made. Every single step is subject to rigid Seal Test quality controls. Testing ingredients, mixing, blending, freezing are all done with the utmost skill and care. Even the smallest job is done as if the most discriminating customers were watching with an eagle eye. And the result is ice cream so good, so outstanding in quality, it outsells all other ice cream by a wide margin. Try Seal Test ice cream, and you'll agree, it pays to be particular. Always.
Get the best at Seal Test.
It takes a gal with personality to sing about personality. So we nominate as our singing candidate for this job a gal who's really loaded with the stuff. Okay, Dottie.
When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about DuBarry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pierrot in Pierrette? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Oh, what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pierrot in Pierrette? And what about Jupiter and Juno? You know.
And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. There have been many famous acting families on the stage and screen, but few performers have been able to carry on the family tradition with as much success as our first guest of the evening, Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. And we're very proud he's with us to play in tonight's little comedy sketch. Doug and I play the boy and girl, as we say in pictures, and Alan Reed plays Lord Dimmesdale. John Lang sets the scene.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as our little play opens, we find ourselves in mid-Atlantic aboard the luxury liner, the SS Ruritania, bound for New York. In the game room on B deck, there is a poker game in progress.
Gentlemen, I bet $50.
I'll go along.
And then, gentlemen, no sooner did we escape from that mad horde of Swami headhunters than we found ourselves in this steaming, stinking Punjab, face to face with a herd of stampeding elephants. My chief gunbearer dashed to his side, and what do you think the blighter said to me?
It's your bet.
He said, it's your bet. No, he said no such thing.
The game, sir, the game.
Game?
Yes.
What game?
Remember, we were playing poker.
Poker. Yes, poker. I'll call your 50 and raise it to 100. Now.
Hi, Jeff.
Count me up.
Well, sir, it's between you and me.
That's right. Well, what have you got, Lord Dimmesdale?
Kings, my boy, kings. Three of them.
Well, I have aces. Four of them.
Oh, well, beat me again, by Jove. That's enough for me. I lose $1,500. Here you are.
Here's my money.
Here's mine.
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, I must be turning in now. See you all tomorrow.
Great. Now to get back to India. There were those steaming, stinking elephants bearing down on us, and my gun bearer.
Nightcap before turning in, sir?
Yes. Make it a brandy and soda, please.
Right, sir.
I beg pardon. Have you a light, please?
Why, yes, of course.
Thanks. You were quite lucky this evening.
Lucky?
Yes, I happened to watch the poker game for a few moments. You play your cards well.
Thank you.
Too well.
What do you mean?
Well, those aces you held.
What about them? Everybody holds aces.
Up their sleeve?
You know, if you were a man, I
might... Yes?
On second thought, I'm glad you're not.
Your drink, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Odd that you can be so carefree after stealing $1,500 from an unsuspecting stranger.
If the unsuspecting stranger you referred to is Lord Dimmesdale, my dear, believe me, it was worth $1,500 to him just to be able to tell of his adventures in India.
And the Punjab with its sweating, stinking elephants.
Oh, so you know the old windbag.
Yes, I know the old windbag.
Have you ever sat through one of his dull, boring stories?
Often.
Really?
Yes. He's my father.
He's your...
Careful. Careful, you're choking.
I guess the drink went down the wrong way.
I'd like to talk about that $1,500. Suppose we step out on deck.
After you. It's a beautiful night out on deck, isn't it?
Lovely. Just look at all those stars.
There must be millions.
I'll settle for $1,500.
You mean you want me to give you...
Either that, or I speak to the captain.
I know when I'm cornered. Here's the money.
Thank you. 50, 100, 200.
Please, don't you trust me?
Of course I do. 250, 300, 400. Seems to be a slight discrepancy.
Well, now you're going too far after I have the decency to
give you... $50 short.
Oh, here.
Thanks.
Well, we dock at New York in the morning, you know.
Yes.
You know, somehow I feel better now that we're all square.
I've got nothing against you.
In that case, would you consider seeing me in New York?
Perhaps.
I'd love to take you to dinner and perhaps some dancing later.
That might be nice.
I can see you now. You look beautiful with orchids. Too bad. I would have bought them for you, too.
Would have bought them?
Well, after all, I didn't get away with that $50.
All ashore! Have your small baggage ready, please.
Lord Dimmesdale! Lord Dimmesdale!
Huh? Oh, there you are, my boy. By Jove, it's a beautiful sight landing in America, what? Always like to visit the colonies. As I was saying to the Earl of...
Yes, but I want to speak to you about something else.
Well, speak up, young man, speak up. Get it off your chest.
Well, it's just that I'm sorry about what happened yesterday.
Happened yesterday?
Yes, the card game, the 1500.
Oh, pish, tush, old boy, think nothing of it. It's all part of the game. Win today, lose tomorrow. I shall never forget, it was my last year at Oxford.
By the way, sir, I've been looking all over the ship for your daughter.
You've been looking for my what?
Your daughter.
A daughter. Oh, that's a good one, mind you. Daughter.
Well, what's the matter?
Spent most of my life hunting in India, caught lions, tigers, never caught a daughter. Bachelor, you know.
All ashore, have your small baggage ready.
Well, it must be going ashore. Cheer old boy. Perhaps we'll meet the Punjab. Cheer out.
A bachelor. Well, I'll...
I beg your pardon. Have you a light, please?
Oh, yes, of course. You... Well, I never expected to see you again. Your type usually disappears.
You should talk. What have you got to be so high and mighty about?
Well, maybe I'm a sucker to tell you, but last night on deck... Well, I know it sounds corny, but it may have been the moon or you or both. Anyway, I was glad Lord What's-His-Name was getting his money back because I had visions of another type of life.
Really? I'm glad.
Your being glad doesn't interest me. Hand me back the 1500.
I haven't got it.
You haven't got it? Look, I was a fool once, but I'm...
Wait a second. Maybe I'm a sucker to tell you. But last night on deck, something happened to me, too.
Well, then why didn't you...
I did. While you were talking to Lord Dimmesdale, I slipped the money back into his pocket. Back soon, Doug. In the meantime, lots of luck with your new picture, The Fighting O'Flynn. A wish that goes for not only Douglas Fairbanks, the star, but your boss, Douglas Fairbanks, the producer. I hear it's your best so far. And now the crew chiefs, with the help of Hank Russell's orchestra, mix themselves a few dashes of nostalgia with a jigger of melody and pour a smooth concoction of I Still Get a Thrill.
Because I still get a thrill thinking of you. And I still feel your lips kissing me too. Although our love affair wasn't to be, I wonder if you care about me. I still remember that night under the moon. I recall that it all ended too soon. I can't believe you're gone. Memories linger on. 'Cause I still get a thrill thinking of you. With me in all of my dreams. With you sunshine. Now that you left me, I sit here and pine. Can't believe you're gone. Memories linger on, 'cause I still get a thrill. I know that I will get a thrill just thinking of you.
Flavor is running high in ice cream circles this month, with the Seal Test flavor of the month at the top of the list. It's vanilla fudge nut ice cream, velvety vanilla ice cream, plus toasty nuts and rich ribbons of chocolate nut fudge. The Seal Test dessert of the month is taking top honors, too. Strawberry dessert cakes. Individual cakes covered with red ripe strawberries, vanilla ice cream, and crushed macaroons, then a topper of whipped cream. Sound good? Oh, they're wonderful. For a twin treat, get Seal Test strawberry dessert cakes and vanilla fudge nut ice cream. And always
get the best, get Seal Test.
What's the name of the song you're going to sing, Dottie?
Well, it's something from my latest picture, Lucky Stiff, which incidentally opens in New York this Saturday. Oh. The song is Loneliness.
You're going to sing about a girl who's lonely?
Yes.
Boy, if a girl with a face and figure like yours is lonely, what's happening to the girls I know?
Loneliness. I've had my share of loneliness. How can I bear this loneliness? This is too much. Oh, what to do? I carry such a torch for you. Have I the strength to see through this awful loneliness? Why should I weep, lose any sleep? Why don't I have all the dates I can keep? Am I a fool? Yes, I'm a fool. But even fools fall in love. Your caress is all I crave, and I'll have to face it more or less, this awful loneliness. I'll have to face it, this awful loneliness.
Dorothy, did you see that strange-looking girl hanging around outside your dressing room? She's been there since noon.
I know. She's been waiting to meet her boyfriend, who won a trip to Hollywood on one of those giveaway programs.
Well, after seeing a girl, I'm frightened to think what the boyfriend looks like.
Well, look down the hall now and you'll be scared stiff.
Well, here I am.
Yes, sir. Boy, oh, boy. Here I am in Hollywood. What a glamorous place. What's that on the marquee? Douglas Fairbanks Jr. in The Fighting O'Flynn's. Why don't O'Flynn make one call The Fighting Old Fairbanks now? All that arrow boy's in trouble. Yes, sir, I tell you. I like this town all right, but it's hard to tell the men from the women out here. They both wear slacks, you know. Oh, you
can always tell the women. They're the ones pulling the plow.
Hey, there's a mighty pretty hat rack over there. I wonder who left that hat hanging on that hat rack. I'll just go over and investigate. I'll just...
Howdy, clam!
Well, gee. Howdy, duty to you, too.
Where have you been, clam? Mm. You know, you were supposed to be here at 1 o'clock to meet Dorothy Lamour, and now it's 7:30.
It is? Well, there's something wrong with my watch.
What?
Well, I can't read it anymore. It's so cold that Mickey Mouse keeps warming his hands over a smudge pot.
Don't you think you better fix up before we go in to see Dorothy Lamour?
I suppose so.
Where is your hat?
The wind blew it away.
Well, how could it? It had an elastic chin strap.
Elastic? That was elastic? I thought that was a little tough for licorice, you know.
Where you were when the brains were passed out.
I was in line getting a second helping of a head. There's four new words you've never heard before.
I am. Before we go in to meet this glamorous Miss Lamour,
yeah.
Let's get one thing straight.
What, your nose?
Yes. Now, I want you to tell me. Am I your girl or am I not your girl?
Well, what we ought to settle first, am you are a girl or not?
Really? Come on, here's the studio door. Now, let's go in.
Do it, you kid.
Oh, hello there.
Well, how do you do?
You don't happen to be Quen Cadiddlehopper, do you?
Congratulations, you made it.
Yes.
Well, if I ain't Clem Cadiddlehopper, I'm going to have to give back a lot of unemployment insurance. I'll tell you. You couldn't tell me where I could find this Miss LeMaire, could you?
Well, unless somebody else came in, my name is Dorothy Lamour.
Oh, well, you're the delightful I'm looking for. Hey, I've never seen anything like you, even in the catalogs, you know.
Thank you, Clem. You're flattering.
I am? My shirt tail must be out again.
Well, Clem, You think it's good manners to let me just stand here while you talk to Miss Lamour?
Oh, of course not. Why don't you hit the road, huh?
You must be Daisy June.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind Clem coming here because he's seen me in a sarong, too.
Yeah. Yep, I seen her. And 6 months of eye exercise brought me out of it, though.
Why, Clem, I wouldn't talk that way about Daisy June. She has a trim little figure.
Oh, I wouldn't say she's trimmed. I'd say she got zipped, if you ask me.
Remember, Clem, beauty isn't everything.
And with her, it's absolutely nothing.
Now, Clem, tell me one thing. What has Miss Lamour got that I haven't got?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put it this way. I don't know what it is, but hers makes yours look like a war surplus store.
Now, you two. Lovebirds shouldn't quarrel.
Ooh.
Now, kiss and make up.
What are you trying to do, start an argument?
Oh, you two are probably upset from your trip.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
Clem, tell me about how you came to win the trip to Hollywood.
Well, I went on one of these giveaway programs and they asked me 5 questions, see?
What was the first question?
They asked, what are you? And that stumped me. Of course, they couldn't answer it either, so they just let it go.
Why, Clem, you're a man and a very handsome man at that.
Yeah? You wouldn't have won either, believe me. Yeah, sorry I left that in there. The next question was really a toughie. They asked me, who is the president of the United States?
And didn't you get that right?
Well, you see, there was some prompting from the audience, and I didn't realize that the guy in the third row was Dr. Gallup.
Well, I should have warned you, Miss Lamour. Clam is the biggest moron in the 48 states.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that they will admit Alaska and Hawaii so I can extend my territory.
Were you excited about winning a trip to Hollywood?
Yes, you see, I've always wanted to see snow.
Daisy June followed you all the way to Hollywood.
Oh, yes, we're very romantic. She's my Rita and I'm her Allie.
Well?
Say something that ain't here, throws them higher than a kite.
Nice visiting with you, Clem and Daisy June, and I hope you'll come again.
Well, now, just a moment, please. My prize ain't over yet. They promised me that I could kiss a movie star.
Well, Clem, I feel honored that you've come all this way to see me, and in return, I'm certainly going to make it possible for you to say you've kissed a movie star.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, here's Lassie's address.
Well, this certainly is a surprise, but it's going to get me in trouble. You see, I'm the president of the Trigger Club.
Thank you, Red Skelton and Lorene Tuttle. We loved every minute of it. And in just a few moments, we'll be back with some great news about a great lineup for next week.
Remember a few years back when payday meant playday, time for relaxing a bit, maybe an evening out for the family? Nowadays, of course, we're pretty busy on payday figuring out where our money can buy the most. When it comes to the things that go on the dining table, now here's something to remember. The biggest bargain you can find is milk, nature's most nearly perfect food. Since 1939, the price of all other foods has gone up about 50% more than has the price of milk. Dairy farmers have done a lot to hold prices down by improving production methods. And here at National Dairy, we are searching always for better ways to process and deliver milk and milk products. Each month, key men from our companies serving communities throughout the country get together at National Dairy to discuss how we can improve our service to the consumer. These men have years of experience which is used to help keep costs low and National Dairy products high in quality. Here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, for next Thursday, our guest roster will include two more wonderful guests. That queen of comedy, Joan Davis, and that fine motion picture actor, Robert Cummings. To Red Skelton and Douglas Fairbanks, who appeared with us tonight, an extra deep curtsy for your wonderful performances. Your appearance tonight contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Speaking of fine causes, there's someone else who wants to remind us all of another very vital and worthy cause. Here is a special surprise guest is my very good friend, Judy Canova. Thank you, Dottie. Folks, there are over 26,000 victims of infantile paralysis who need our help. Last year, we had the worst polio epidemic since 1916. Medical care for the victims cost your National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis $17 million. Funds are almost wiped out. Your help is desperately needed. So please, send those dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters to protect your own family and your neighbor's family. Get in step and join the March of Dimes.
Thanks, Judy Canova. With all my heart, I hope everyone will give to their fullest. Well, now, with another page torn off the seal test calendar, it's time to say au revoir. So till next Thursday, then, for Henry Russell and the orchestra, the crew chief's quartet, and...
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.